Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The US Vice President Kamala Harris has passed the threshold to become the Democratic Party's presidential candidate in the November elections. The Democratic National Committee said Ms. Harris had secured enough votes from delegates. Anthony Zerker is in Washington.
Considering that 2 weeks ago, Joe Biden was still the presidential presumptive nominee, this is a remarkable twist. And she has been able to consolidate support within the Democratic Party incredibly rapidly after Joe Biden announced he wasn't running. Part of that was because Joe Biden endorsed her. But I think also part of it was that Democrats really wanted to rally around a candidate and not have an extended, protracted fight after 4 weeks of drama and discord.
The Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, has accused the opposition of producing fake evidence to contest the result of last Sunday's presidential election. The government-controlled Electoral Commission says, however, Mr. Maduro won the most votes. Leonardo Rocha reports.
Mr. Maduro said the United States was behind what he described as a farce and a coup attempt. The opposition says it has obtained the official data for more than 80% of ballots cast. The data, which was published online, shows that its candidate, Edmundo González, won the election by a wide margin. In a media conference with foreign journalists, Mr. Maduro said the opposition was spreading false information and encouraging violence in Venezuela. Most Latin American leaders have rejected the official results.
Four critics of Zimbabwe's ZANU-PF government have appeared in court after being pulled off a domestic flight at Harare Airport and arrested this week. They've been charged with planning to organise protests later this month over the arrest of 70 activists, Shingai Nyoka reports.
One of the four who appeared in court, the leader of a teachers' union, had blood-stained clothes and limped in pain. The group told the court that unidentified people had removed them from a domestic flight and then held them for hours without access to their lawyers. They claimed that they were tortured. The four are charged with disorderly conduct. The state said that in June they held placards and chanted outside the courthouse during a hearing for over 70 opposition activists. They also allegedly verbally abused the police. A local lawyers group said that there's been a spike in the arrest of critics.
The Pentagon says it's stepping up America's military presence in the Middle East, deploying additional warships and fighter jets as regional tension grows. Iran and its regional allies have promised imminent retaliation against Israel for the killings this week of the political leader of Hamas in Tehran and a Hezbollah commander in Beirut. An announcer on Iran state TV said on Friday night that in the coming hours, the world would witness extraordinary scenes. BBC News. It's been a glorious evening for the home nation at the Paris Olympics. The Games poster boy, Léon Marchand, stormed to his fourth gold in the pool in the 200-metre medley. It sent the crowd into raptures. Earlier, the French judo master, Teddy Riner, got a similar response when he defeated South Korea's Kim Min-jong in the heavyweight final. Violent protests have taken place in the English northeastern city of Sunderland. A mob of several hundred people moved through the city centre, setting a police officer alight and attacking a mosque. The unrest follows a mass stabbing earlier this week in the town of Southport, in which three young girls were killed. A BBC correspondent says anger over the tragedy has fused with growing anti-immigration sentiment on the right of English politics. Members of Iraq's Yazidi community are being honoured at Iraqi diplomatic missions in Ankara, New Delhi and Jeddah, as well as in northern Iraq. The commemoration comes exactly 10 years after the systematic slaughter began of many thousands of men and women. Caroline Hawley reports.
The horrors of what happened 10 years ago still haunt the Yazidi people. Thousands of men and older women were murdered by IS fighters, and younger women and girls were taken as slaves, many of them repeatedly raped. Among them is Nadia Murad, who won a Nobel Peace Prize in 2018 for her work to end the use of sexual violence as a weapon of war. Six of her brothers and her mother were killed, and she and her sisters and nieces were all enslaved. Today she's calling for international collaboration to bring home women and girls she says are still held by IS militants and their sympathisers in the region.
Justin Timberlake has had his driving licence suspended by a judge in the United States after he was arrested last month for allegedly drinking and driving. The American singer pleaded not guilty to the charge. He insists he only had one martini. BBC News.